Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the best way to schedule posts for social media? And is it even something that you should be doing? Because a lot of people believe that if you use a scheduling app, you're going to get less views and engagement. That's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to dive into the numbers. We're going to look at whether or not you should use a scheduling tool. I'm going to share with you my favorite scheduling app that I personally use to schedule all of my content across every social media. And really, today's episode is going to help you understand how you can post more consistently or more frequently on social media without necessarily having to work more or spend more time on your phone. Instagram is a beast. There is no lie that every single week the algorithm changes, there's a million new features, there's so much to keep track of, so much you have to worry about, and all you're trying to do is grow your business, trying to get more customers and make more sales on Instagram. That is why we created the Insta Club Hub, to help you learn exactly what you need to know to stay up to date with the changes that are actually relevant to you as a business owner, and to help you grow your following and customer base on Instagram. You can check it out, best part, for only $7. You can join a 2-week trial for only $7. That's 50 cents per day for 2 weeks. And all you have to do to grab that trial offer is go to instaclubhub.com/trial. Again, that link will be down in the description. But right now, while you're listening, you can just open up your Safari browser or whatever internet browser you use and just go to instaclubhub.com/trial. My name is Brock Johnson, and in case this is the first episode you've ever listened to, I am the co-host of this podcast, the Build Your Tribe podcast, with my mom. Today, on the day of release of this episode, is my 1,048th consecutive day of posting at least one reel on Instagram. That's now almost 3 years straight of not missing a day of posting on Instagram, going all the way back to April 1st, 2021. And I've learned a lot along the way, because when I first got started with this consistency thing in this really hyper growth period on Instagram, at the time starting with less than 60,000 followers, now with about to cross over 700,000 followers, which is crazy. But over the years, I have definitely learned a lot, because at the very beginning, I was making new content every single day and I wasn't scheduling anything. There was almost no planning of what was coming up, what holidays were coming, what promotions did I want to include, what post did I wanted to make sure get posted on certain days. I was really just flying by the seat of my pants, creating content every single day and then posting it either that day or at most posting it the next day. And I think the only reason that that was even possible at that time is because this is my full-time job. I have a team who can help me out. I don't have any children. My full-time job is content creation and being the CEO of the Insta Club Hub, so I can dedicate a lot of hours and a lot of time and creativity and energy every single day to creating content. But I didn't want to stay in that place. I didn't want to stay in a place where every single day I was having to record and create new content, A, and B, it's not very realistic for me to share my personal feedback, my stories, my recommendations with you, because most likely this isn't your full-time job. Or even if it is, you most likely have to wear other hats besides just that of content creator. Most of us are being pulled in at least a couple different directions, if not 50 different directions at once. And so I think it's important for me to today share with you where I've gotten to now, which is, not to jump too far ahead, but I'm only creating content about 1 or 2 days per month, and yet I'm able to have content scheduled 3 or 4 weeks in advance, so I can sit back with an ease and a peace of mind, knowing that I don't have to stress about creating content, but there will still be content shared. My audience will still get to receive valuable, educational, entertaining content every single day, and my business will be able to grow because of it. I think it's important to begin by addressing a very common rumor and a very widely held belief, which is that if you use a scheduling tool, and let's pause right there and let's define what I'm talking about when I use a scheduling tool, or when I say a scheduling tool, because not everyone knows what I'm referring to. I'm referring to the apps and websites and softwares that allow you to upload your posts to them and then have them automatically posted whenever you want to in the future. So rather than having to open Instagram at 11:26 on Monday morning and press post, you can have it scheduled weeks in advance, and then the scheduling tool will post it for you. All right, now that we're on the same page there, let's go back to that rumor, which is that using said tools, said apps, said softwares will lead to less views and engagement. And this is something that I don't discredit you, and I'm not trying to poo-poo you for believing in, because this is something that I used to believe in myself. And personally, I believe this to be true because I thought if you're using a scheduling tool, it's most likely because you're not on Instagram, and so you're essentially going to be posting and ghosting. You're essentially going to have a post shared at whatever time you've pre-selected, but you're not going to be active at that time. You're essentially taking the social out of social media, and you're just scheduling the media. There's no actual engagement. There's no actual social interaction or engagement. And there's a few things that I think I've learned over the years that kind of have made me change my views on this. Number one, first and foremost, it's wrong to assume that just because you have a post scheduled doesn't mean that you're going to be active. And that's something that I've incorporated into my strategy, which is that when I have a post scheduled, I make sure that either myself or someone on my team is ready to be active at that time to stay engaged and to network with my community, to answer comments, and just to make sure that I have a presence and I'm not posting and ghosting. The second thing that I think is important to say is that yes, being social is important. Yes, responding to comments and interacting with your community is definitely valuable. However, I think we overweight its importance and we stress ourselves out too much thinking that we need to spend all day on social media, when the reality is you can absolutely grow a following, whether you're starting at zero or you already have 100,000, you can absolutely grow without being active on the platform in terms of engaging with other accounts. You don't have to go out of your way and spend hours every single day engaging with other people and responding to comments and commenting on other people's posts and networking. It definitely has value. Don't get me wrong. Don't get my words twisted. But it's not as important as I think a lot of us believe it is. It has some value, but it's not going to make or break your Instagram account. And so if you're someone who feels like, ooh, I shouldn't post on Tuesday because I have a lot of meetings and I got to take my kids here and I got to do this thing over there, and I'm not going to have time to respond to comments and be engaged on Instagram, so I probably just shouldn't post. I think that's the wrong way to think about it. I think it's better to post and ghost than to not post at all. And that's my third point of why I've changed my opinion on using a scheduling tool, is that posting, period, is better than not posting at all. I would rather have you post and ghost than not post at all. I like to say I'd rather have you post and ghost than ghost and ghost, because at least if you're posting, you're showing up for your audience in some way. That post, even if you don't respond to any of the comments and if you're not engaged at all with your followers, at least that post is primarily serving people, or it's showing up on people's feed, or it's entertaining them. At least you have that opportunity to reach new people. You might not be engaged with everyone who it does reach, but at least it has the opportunity to reach them. If you don't post at all, it's like you're not even stepping up to the plate. You're not even stepping into the batter's box and getting ready to swing that baseball bat. You're still just sitting in the dugout, or maybe even worse, you're still just sitting at home because you don't think you have time to network with everyone. I can tell you that basically the conclusion of all of these studies is that there is little to no change when using a scheduling tool. In fact, I quote, "There has been little concrete evidence to suggest that social media algorithms penalize scheduling posts compared to manually posted posts." So essentially, if you're using a scheduling tool, you're not necessarily going to get better or worse results than if you're manually posting it. So I think it's very advantageous for you to use a scheduling tool. And let me share with you six reasons why I think you should use a scheduling tool, why I think it's beneficial for you, and also kind of how I use it myself. Number one, I love that I can have a team manage my scheduling app, which is something that I've actually just begun doing within the last month or two. For the first 10 months or so that I was using a scheduling tool, I was manually scheduling the posts myself. I was going in there and planning out all my content, but now I've passed that off to a member of my team who can be kind of like my social media manager, and she is a true manager. She is just managing when the posts get scheduled. She's not doing what a lot of you expect your social media managers to do, which is also be a content creator and a marketing strategist and a sales strategist and all that other stuff. Quick sidebar for anyone who has a social media manager, treat them like such, or if you're going to treat them as something else, then pay them as such. But anyways, I digress. I now have a team member who can manage my scheduling of my posts, and then I can just go in there pretty much on like a weekly basis, once a week, and just make sure that everything looks good, make sure that everything is scheduled when I want it to or when I need it to be scheduled. The second reason that I love using a scheduling tool is multi-channel presence. Now, you don't need to be omni-channel present. You don't need to show up on every single social network. I actually think it's beneficial when you're first getting started to pick one and focus the majority of your efforts on that one platform, and then take that content and repurpose it very quickly and easily onto another. For example, maybe you're going to go all in on TikTok, and then you're going to take those short form videos and also post them on Reels and maybe YouTube Shorts, but you're not going to really worry as much about Instagram or YouTube. You're really just going to focus on TikTok. I do think that's beneficial when you're first getting started, but as you grow, as your brand grows, as you start to develop this personal brand and you start to become known and you want to diversify your incomes, it can be really beneficial to post on multiple social media platforms. Even if you're getting low views on those platforms, even if you don't have a ton of followers, even if you feel like your audience, like your demographic of follower isn't on that platform, it can still be really beneficial to show up there. For example, maybe you are used to getting 100,000 views every single time you post on Instagram Reels, but you want to also reach an audience on TikTok because you know there's a certain amount of your followers, a certain amount of your ideal customers who are on TikTok who, for whatever reason, maybe they don't follow you on Instagram, they don't know you exist on Instagram, they don't use Instagram, or maybe they even do follow you on Instagram, but they just don't see your posts anymore. So you're going to post consistently on TikTok, and maybe you're only going to get 200 views, but those 200 viewers are all the ideal followers who you are looking for. So that's kind of how I look at it. Even though I'm someone who has this massive following on Instagram, I might have a very small following on things like Twitter or on TikTok, but I'm still consistently posting there because I recognize that a certain percentage of my ideal followers who will hopefully become my ideal customers, they're on those platforms. And so I want to make sure that my content has the opportunity to reach them no matter where they are. And that's one of the real benefits of using a scheduling tool. Most scheduling tools, and the one I'm going to recommend for you later in this podcast, is one or are ones that can post on multiple platforms at the same time. So it's very, very easy, at least with the one I use, to upload my short form video, and then I can just check a little box that says Reels, check one that says TikTok, check one that says YouTube Shorts, check one that says Facebook Reels, and then I know that that video is going to be posted at the same time across all the platforms, and I don't have to worry about manually opening every single platform to make sure that I stay active. The third thing that I love about scheduling tools, and one of the reasons that I use them, is the very easy ability to track your past post performance and compare all of these different statistics and analytics and just see how you're doing week over week, month over month, even across other platforms. Like, hey, maybe the certain kind of video is performing very well on YouTube, but it's not performing as well on Instagram, and you can adjust your strategy accordingly. Another thing that you can do is you can figure out, hey, this post was a real outlier from a few months ago. I'm going to recreate some new versions of it. Or maybe I'm going to take that post from a few months ago and I'm going to repost it again. These are things that are a lot harder to do when you're just stuck within the native platform and you're just using the analytics that, say, Instagram or TikTok provides. Instead, these third-party scheduling tools oftentimes have much more advanced analytics, way better tracking, so that you can track better, you can track more, and you can get more nuanced details and feedback onto what posts are working and what are not. And honestly, I think the biggest thing that I love, number four on this list about scheduling tools, is just the peace of mind. You know, like I said earlier, when I was making content every single day, it was stressful. Even for someone who it was their full-time job, I had to make sure I was ready to post every day. And I posted primarily, my first post of the day was usually at like 6 or 7 in the morning. So if I slept in, I knew I was going to miss my quote unquote ideal posting window. Like I was going to be later than normal. It's going to be different than what my audience expected from me. And so it was stressful. And I did have to think about it every day. It was kind of always on my mind. I couldn't peace out for a few days and hang out with friends. I had to still make content. And I remember being on a trip with some of my friends and literally having to like step into the other room because I wanted to record a reel and I needed something to post that day. And so now I just have this peace of mind where, again, I just got back from that annual trip with my friends literally last night. And that entire weekend, I didn't have to post on Instagram. I didn't have to worry about, was something going to be posted? I didn't have to worry about creating content. That was all taken care of weeks in advance so I could be present. I could detach from my phone and I could spend more time being with the people I love and doing what I care about. The fifth reason why I use, love, and recommend scheduling apps is because of consistency. You can stay consistent with your posting, and also you can stay consistent with your strategy. So oftentimes we come up with a social media strategy of, you know, maybe I want to do 3 sales posts per month, and I have to do 1 brand partnership per month, and I want to post 5 times per week, and I want to make sure a certain number of those are reels and carousels. You're able to stick to that strategy much better when you plan in advance, and it's not like, oh shoot, today is the 23rd of the month and I haven't posted any sales-related posts this month. Oh shoot, in the next week I'm going to have to post a bunch of sales-related posts or else I'm not going to have the same sales numbers this month as last month. You're able to stay consistent and have that ease of peace of mind, you're able to post regularly without worrying about posting regularly. And I truly believe that if I hadn't learned how to batch content and if I hadn't learned how to schedule content and use a scheduling app, I don't think I would have made it to where I am today, where I've now posted at least once a day for the last 1,000 days. I don't think I would have gotten to that point without the help of these tools. Even as consistent as I am, even as skilled as I think I am at staying consistent and creating content, I just realistically know that life would have gotten in the way and I would have missed a few days here or there, which I should say, it's okay to miss a few days here or there, but let's try to put systems in place. Let's try to use tools to prevent that from happening if we can. And then the sixth and final reason why I use, love, and recommend scheduling apps now when I didn't in the past is because they actually have a lot of advanced tools that you don't have when you're just posting natively on these social platforms. So for example, on Instagram, when you post, oftentimes you want to get the conversation going a little bit, right? You want to leave a comment on your own post, and maybe you're going to ask a question that's going to get some responses and generate conversation. Or maybe you're going to comment your hashtags on your post so that they're kind of tucked away in the comments section rather than in your caption. For whatever reason, it's very common practice for people to comment on their own posts and be the first comment on their own posts. That's something that you can't do in Instagram, or at least you can't schedule and plan in Instagram. If you're just a post on Instagram, you press post and then you have to like manually go into your own comment section and comment. But with at least the scheduling tool I use, for example, I'm able to add a first comment before that post is made. So then when I schedule it, it automatically adds the first comment on platforms like Instagram and TikTok, so then I don't have to worry about going in and commenting myself. But that's just one example of the advanced tools. There's also advanced tools like trackers of when is your ideal time to post, so it shows you kind of like based off past performance, when is your best time to post. The scheduling app that I use has AI built into it, so I can use AI to help me write captions faster or generate titles for videos. And so all of those little things just kind of speed up my process. I can also crop and edit videos right within the scheduling tool. So it's very, very all-in-one, all-inclusive. And again, it allows me to post on all of these platforms with these advanced tools, so I don't have to worry about it. But don't worry, I won't keep teasing you, and I'm not trying to keep it a secret as to what scheduling app I use. I've posted about it before on Instagram. Let me say this first, because I know a lot of you may be thinking, well, you know, Brock, I'm only really active on one platform, so I don't care about omnichannel presence. I don't care about posting on TikTok and YouTube and Twitter. I just want to post on Instagram. And I hear you. And so you might be thinking, well, I'm just going to use the in-app scheduler. I'm going to use the tool in Instagram that allows me to schedule posts in advance. And you can do that. I've tried it. I've done it myself. And what I generally find is, like most things, especially within the metaverse, within Instagram, Facebook, and Threads, it's glitchy. It malfunctions. There are a lot of problems, errors, bugs, glitches that occur. I mean, even myself last week, I was trying to schedule a post and I couldn't schedule it for whatever reason. Instagram was glitching that day. And I should say I was trying to schedule it within Instagram. And so I just couldn't post. I had to instead do some like fancy footwork or set my alarm on my phone to remember to post at the right time. And again, for me, that doesn't work because I'm not omnichannel present then. And I'm not able to post on all the platforms. Bottom line, it's just glitchy. There's a lot of errors. There's a lot of malfunctions that occur. And so I'm not the biggest fan of using the in-app scheduler, whether that's the built-in one in Instagram or using something like Meta Business Suite to schedule your posts in advance. And then you also just don't have access to the advanced features and tools and analytics that a third-party scheduling tool uses. And when I say third-party, the third-party is the scheduling tool because the first party is you, the content creator, the person posting. The second party is whatever you're posting on, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, whatever. And then the third party is that app that is allowing you to post. So when I say third party, that's what I mean. And I've tried out a lot of different third party apps. I've tried out pretty much every scheduler you can name, anything that you can think of, anything that you've heard of before, I've probably tried it out. And the one that I personally fell in love with, the one that I still use to this day, is called Metricool. And I feel very fortunate that over the last few months, I've actually begun to work with Metricool. So I've gotten to learn about some of their new features before they come out. I've gotten to give them some feedback on things that I like and don't like and things that I want changed from the perspective of someone who is both a content creator and a business owner. I mean, they've been really receptive. So if you want to check out Metricool, it is free to use their basic features, but they also have a paid subscription that's monthly where you can get access to their advanced features as well. Some of their advanced features include the first comment tool and some of the other things things like that. And so, I mean, I recommend upgrading to the advanced features. I think it's worth it, the pro features. I mean, you can get access to those for free for a month as well. So you might as well try it out because it's not going to cost you anything. Try it out for a month and then you can decide if you want to stick with the pro features or if you want to revert back to just the free basic features. The link for that is down in the show notes below this episode. And make sure you use the discount code Brock, B-R-O-C-K, in all caps. Make sure it's all capitalized, B-R-O-C-K. You'll use that and you can get your first 30 days free of their pro features. So hey, you could try it out for a month. You can figure out if it's right for you. You can figure out if you like it, maybe put a system in place. If you don't, revert back to the free features, the basic features, and you'll get to keep using the platform for free, free of charge, and keep experiencing the benefits of using a scheduling tool. So again, that's down in the show notes below. With that being said, let me share with you my five reasons why I specifically love and prefer Metricool are the following. Number one, I already talked about this a little bit, but the omnichannel presence, and I know a lot of scheduling tools allow you to have omnichannel presence, but I just love the ease of using Metricool. I love how easy it is to just tap on the little Pinterest icon and boom, my reel can be posted on Pinterest. I love that I can tap on the YouTube option and I have the ability to schedule YouTube videos or YouTube shorts, give the title, give the audience description, all of that from a very easy to use singular window. The second thing that I love about Metricool is that as an Instagrammer myself, I love that I can see a preview of my grid in advance. Now, if you know me, you know I'm not going to tell you that your Instagram profile grid needs to look totally aesthetically pleasing and it needs to be pre-planned and perfect and beautiful and it needs to like perfectly match up and all this good stuff. I don't think that's necessary. However, I do like to look at my grid in advance to make sure that there aren't going to be any weird patterns that I accidentally created. Or let's say on Monday, I post something that's like mostly black background and like some white text on it. And then I post something on Monday night that's like a reel. And then I post something on Tuesday morning that's a photo, whatever. And then on Tuesday night, I post another image that is mostly like a black solid background. And then it has some text on it. Well, that to me, like just rattling that off doesn't really sound like anything. That doesn't sound like any alarms in my head. But if I were to look at my Instagram grid preview, I can see that now I have like these two black boxes kind of like stacked on top of each other. Maybe that's something I don't want to create. Or maybe I have used a similar hook in multiple videos and in real life, like in the timeline that we exist in, those videos were posted like 3 or 4 days apart. But because of the way they line up on my grid, it makes it look like there's like a column of videos that are either the same or that have the same hook. And I just don't want those sorts of patterns to occur without my knowledge on my Instagram profile. And so I love that after I've scheduled a post in Metricool, I can see how it's going to look on my Instagram profile grid, and then I can make adjustments accordingly. The thing that I probably love the most about Metricool and the tool that I rely on the most or that is the most beneficial to me is the retroactive tracking. And what I mean by that is I've only been using Metricool consistently for about a year now, maybe a little bit more than a year, but it can track my posts going all the way back to like, I think over 3 years ago. So even before I started using Metricool, they're able to look at those analytics, look at the statistics. And so I'm not limited to only analyzing the posts I've made using Metricool. I can analyze every post I've made, even from before Metricool. And that's a lot more broad than what Instagram allows. Instagram technically allows you to look at posts up to the last 2 years, but for anyone who's tried to use that feature, it's oftentimes very glitchy. And usually Instagram will only be able to show you posts from your last 365 days. But of course, there are posts that you made 13 months ago that could be very beneficial to recreate or repost today. So with Metricool, I'm able to look at all of my content going all the way back to somewhere in 2021, and I'm able to analyze said content. I'm able to compare and contrast, find the outliers. I'm able to find the content that I should definitely recreate. I'm able to see things, topics, ideas, captions, carousels, photos, reels, whatever that I posted a while ago that maybe I forgot I posted, or maybe I forgot that I had a great tip relating to that topic that I haven't shared in months, and so I can post about it now. And it's very easy to do so. It's very easy to repost right within Metricool. Speaking of easy reposting, that's my fourth favorite thing, my fourth favorite feature of Metricool is how easy it is to take a post from the past, press the duplicate button, and then just reschedule it for the future. And so that way I don't have to necessarily like save my content in like Dropbox or Google Drive or whatever. I mean, I still do, and I recommend you do as well because you should have a cloud storage system where you can keep all of your content. But even if I didn't have that, even if I didn't want to find or I couldn't find the post that I made 2 years ago, I can find it because it was scheduled in Metricool. press duplicate, and then just schedule it for the future. So it's very, very easy to repost. And I know we haven't focused a ton in today's episode on social media strategy and the actual techniques to creating more content in less time. We have done that in past episodes, so I definitely recommend checking out some of the older episodes of the show where we've dived a little bit deeper into batching content, scheduling content, but batching content and just creating more content in less time. With that all being said, though, one of the best strategies, one of the least used strategies that I use all the time, but most people don't, is reposting your own posts. Like literally taking something from the past and reposting it again. In fact, about 75 to 85% of my posts are either recreations or reposts. I believe it's somewhere between 40 and 50%. So about half of my content is a direct repost, something that I've literally posted months prior and I'm now directly reposting again. And it's very easy to do that within Metricool because I'm able to not just track and see how well it did in the past, but I can literally just drag and drop it from the past into the future and post it, schedule it for the upcoming days or weeks. And so it makes it very, very easy and seamless. It copies my same caption. It uses the same hashtags. It copies all of the same data from the first time it posted and posts it again. And that makes it just so much easier for me to plan out content, schedule content, and just make sure that I'm able to have that peace of mind weeks in advance. And then my fifth and final favorite thing that I love about Metricool specifically is how easy it is to collaborate with my team. For example, let's say my social media manager is scheduling posts. She doesn't have to schedule them to be automatically posted. Like it's not like schedule or nothing. She can have it scheduled. She can also save it as a draft. So then it'll be at that time. It'll be in the draft. It's ready to be posted at that time. But if that time comes and goes and I never switch it from draft to scheduled, then it just stays in the drafts. It just kind of stays there. There's also send to review. So as she's scheduling content, she can tap send to review and then I get a little ping to be notified to, hey, there's this new content, this new post that was scheduled. I can now pop in there. I can review it. I can make sure everything looks good. I can give it the okay and press schedule. And then there's also a button that allows me to publish now, which oftentimes I'm like, hey, I want to post on 7 platforms at the same time. I want to make sure I post on YouTube and Instagram and TikTok. I didn't schedule it in advance because maybe it was like a piece of breaking news or like a trending meme from the Super Bowl that I wanted to suddenly use. And I can boom, press that publish now and it will automatically publish on every platform that I've checked. So with that being said, it's very easy. It's all encompassing. I'm a huge fan of Metricool. And this is coming from someone who's had a real change of heart because I used to be anti-scheduling tool. I used to tell people, recommend to my students, you probably shouldn't use one. You probably want to avoid one. I've since changed my mind. I've since fallen in love with Metricool. And then now they have started to work with me and partner with me. And I'm really appreciative of that. So again, if you want to get 1 month free of their pro features, just use the code Brock, B-R-O-C-K, available down in the show notes below. You can click on the link to go directly to the site, get signed up, try it out for a month, see if it works for you, play around with the tools. And if you have any questions about using Metricool, I will say they have a great customer service team, so you can reach out to them. I should also say that it's very easy to use Metricool, so I doubt you'll have very many technical questions. It's very much like, hey, I want to post it 6 a.m., so I tap on 6 a.m., and then I drag in the post that I want to be shared. But the third thing that I will say is if you do have any problems, feel free to reach out via Instagram, and I might be able to help you get sorted out really quickly. But again, link down in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening today. I really appreciate you. And while you're on a separate tab or in a separate window and you're signing up for Metricool, hopefully maybe even while I'm still speaking right now, I recommend checking out one of our previous Build Your Tribe episodes where we talked more about batching content and how to create more content in less time. That should help you layered on top of Metricool. It's the bread and butter. It's the peanut butter and jelly that's going to go perfectly together hand in hand. So make sure to get signed up for Metricool. Grab the link down in the description. And I will also link up another episode down in the description that should help you learn a little bit more about the strategy of creating more content in less time. And until next time, happy networking.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.